Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack recently talked about what he sees as market opportunities for the U.S. ag exports, both from existing and possibly new trading partners. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
A record ag export year is expected in 2021. Part of that includes all-time record ag goods sales to China. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack believes even as the Phase 1 trade agreement between both nations is set to expire at year's end, U.S. ag exports to China will remain strong.
They need the food that we can supply. So I think there's an economic and food imperative on their part, and I think it makes good sense for us to be able to maintain some degree of connection with China.
Also from a recent Farm Journal interview, the secretary says diversification of ag trade remains essential, particularly when it comes to the complex relationship between the U.S. and China.
It makes more sense to do this in the context of us figuring out ways in which we can expand market opportunities in Southeast Asia so that we're not overly reliant on a single market. That's why we've engaged with conversations with Vietnam to reduce barriers and why we're engaged with other Southeast Asian countries on reducing tariff barriers and SPS barriers that make it easier or more difficult for us to trade.
And long term, Secretary Vilsack sees Africa as a great opportunity to build new and expand existing U.S. ag export markets.
That's why the discussions that the trade representative is currently having with Kenya are important, because that could be the opening to opportunities in Africa over a long period of time.
Not to mention building upon trade opportunities closer to home, such as through the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Now, some have speculated that our nation may attempt to re-enter what was previously known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The secretary believes that some things at home and abroad must occur first. He acknowledges Congress must get behind this or any future trade agreement. Perhaps a challenge, as members of both sides of the aisle have concerns about trade in general. So to help lessen those concerns,
first and foremost, we have to build a strong foundation domestically where people feel more confident in our own economy. At that point, once we feel stronger, then at that point, and I think it makes it a little bit easier to get the votes you need to get a trade agreement through the process.
In addition, creative ways are needed to reduce trade barriers with other nations.
And prepare ourselves to be in a position, when the time is right, to negotiate potentially either bilaterally or multilaterally.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.